The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by President Nick Hershey and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do at 11 a.m. Eastern every morning on this show is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. And today's topic is going to be 5 to 8 unit property. So because we specialize in non-QM loans and investor loans here at The Mortgage Calculator, so we're very familiar with one of our most popular products, our 5 to 8 unit property loan. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us into a deep dive into that shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our pricing tool and see what the rates are looking like. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up the pricer and we'll see what the mortgage rates are looking like this morning. All right, let me switch my screen and we will check it out. This is our pricing tool for our team of mortgage professionals. This will show us the general rate for today. It is March 18th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. Lots of movement in the markets today, so we'll see what's happening here. And if you'd like a full breakdown of fees that go into the APR, if you'd like a full loan estimate, please get one of our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers. For the demos today, as we do every day, we'll set the scenario, 400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. I need to refresh my tool here so I can actually do the pricing. Let's see if we can refresh. There we go. All right, 400,000 loan amount, 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll check out our 5 conventional programs here under expanded guidelines. We also offer VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible veterans and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible. Let us know if you're looking at those. But we will stick to the standard programs today. We'll start with conforming conventional, purchase, 30-year fixed loan, residency, single-family home, 1 unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade, and for all the demos, we use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt to of 40. So let's see what the markets are looking like. And definitely higher than last week, and like it may go a little bit higher today as well, so definitely lock those in sooner than later. If you want to do it before the Fed meeting here this week, 6.5 rate, 2 points of cost, puts the final APR at 6.800. So that's a good option for our customers that qualify conventional. But let's compare that to our next option for our customers who may not qualify for the standard conventional. So the next option for most borrowers is an FHA, because it allows more leniency on credit issues, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio. But for the demo, we'll keep everything identical so we can compare apples to apples here. So let's check out the FHA options today. And these are going up and probably will go up the rest of today. 5.875, 2.5 discount points at cost, but the final APR at 6.791, so almost identical to conventional there, nearly identical today. So good. Customers that need to use it, this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required for FHA. So even with that, it is almost identical price. So our customers that need it, definitely a good option. Qualify for both, definitely maybe get a quote for both. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer unfortunately doesn't qualify for standard programs. That's where we come in with our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, and many other banks or lenders customer. So when we select this option, everything will stay the same, but now we get a new box that pops up where we can change the income type. So if our customer doesn't qualify, which is what's required for conventional and FHA, that's 2 years of tax returns, we'll choose one of these alternative options. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement, investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those shortly. The 12-month bank statement program is the most popular. We also have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, no income CDFI, all kinds of variations here. But the most popular is our 12-month bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times, our self-employed have years of taxes, may not qualify at all, or just may need a little more income because of the various write-offs they have. Either way, we can solve the problem, no, just their last 12 bank statements, to determine a debt-to-income ratio, in this case of 40%, using just their cash in the bank. Self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income this way. So let's check out the bank statement options. Went up just a touch here since the rates have been rising all last week. Remember, non-QM takes about a week to change here, so all the changes last week are just now coming in effect. 7.3 discount points in cost, put the final APR at 7.398 here for our best option. And if we scroll down, there's hundreds of variations here. Towards the bottom, may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues, may allow different ways to calculate the income. So please get with our team. They'll find which of the options is the best. And now for our final two demos, we want to do some investment property. So totally different setup here. We'll change it to investment property. And we'll set up a similar scenario here, 80% loan, 20% down payment. The computer, the lowest rates we can offer for our conforming conventional options. And we'll compare those to our expanded guideline non-QM options. Remember, government, JVA, USDA do not work for an investment property. So we just stick to these two here. We'll start with conforming conventional. Everything's going to stay the same as all the other demos. All we've got is occupancy. So let's see what options we have here. And the portfolio option is at the top here. So this option is actually not a true conventional option. It's same guidelines, but it's actually a portfolio, one of our outlets there. So it doesn't require the same adjustments that the Fannie and Freddie government programs do require. So 6.875 rate, 3.37 points of cost, put the final APR at 7.277. And the first true conventional option here, 7% rate, 3.5 discount points at cost, put the final APR at 4.19. This option does include the loan level price adjustments for investment properties that are now required for Fannie and Freddie loans, the true conventional loans. Definitely recommend our customers looking for investment properties, check out the portfolio option. It's a little cheaper today. And check out our final, which will be our non-QM options, typically the preferred option. So we'll set up the same scenario, and this time we'll select the guidance, also known as non-QM. So the first thing we need to select is our income type. The most popular income type for an investment and the most popular loan we do is the DSCR. We don't require any income or employment info from our borrowers. We simply use the estimated rental income to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. More than the expenses, aka the property cash flows, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one. Always put 1.5. And prepayment penalty must be selected for these programs. 3 years is standard. There are options for no prepay, which costs quite a bit more. The programs, and there are some programs that allow 5 years, but that will limit what shows up. 3 years is standard. That's what we'll use for the demo, since that is the most. So let's check out our DSCR rates this morning. All right, still smoking here. 6.875 rate for 3.4 discount. Put the final APR at 7.386. So not quite beating the portfolio option today, but beating the true conventional options with the DSCR. So investors, if not 100%, would go with this option compared to another. So great options here. If we scroll down, there's tons of variations. Just like all the non-QM, some of these may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, credit issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income, and some may allow special property types. Our topic for today. So let me go ahead and switch my screen again. And today's topic is going to be our 5 to 8 unit property loans, which is a subset of the DSCR, right? So all a live pricer or basic one unit scenario. There are tons of different variations within DSCR, thousands of combinations that we can do. And a couple of those programs
do allow different property types. So Jose is going to go through our DSCR programs that do allow small commercial, which is the property. Some even allow 10 units, but these are small multifamily properties, which would typically be commercial. They're now opening up the standard DSCR that you see us present every day to these types of smaller commercial loans. So pretty cool to be able to do this hybrid product in what would be traditionally a commercial environment. And Jose will talk about some of the advantages that we have there. So Jose, if you're ready, let's go ahead and check it out.
Give me a moment here. I had a little bit of a technical difficulty. Let me pull the quotes back up.
All right. In the meantime, I don't see any questions yet, but we will go through for, again, 5 to 8 unit properties. Some of these programs may allow up to 10 units. Anything over that is going to be a true commercial and will not be eligible for these hybrid type products. So you ready there, Jose?
Almost ready.
All right. Anybody has any questions, please drop them in the
Today,
are you ready to go?
All right, let me. Yep, we're ready. Sorry, it's something happened and all the quotes were wiped out, but I got them back. All right, so wanted to get into this product, 5 to 8 unit residential. This is very similar to our 2 to 8 unit mixed use product. Right. The difference is that this product requires all the units to be residential in nature versus the mixed use product, which allows up to 50% of the space to be commercial. They do allow for that product professional offices, retail. We recently had them now start accepting restaurants as well. So very good options with our 5 to 8. Now, what I wanted to make a note, what's different from this offering that we're sharing with you today versus the regular options that are out there is that this option that I'm sharing with you, at least the main one that I'm sharing with you, does not look at the property zip code when figuring out if they're going to do the loan or not. That's very important to note there, because in the commercial world, when you approach them for a 5 to 8 unit property, their first thing they're going to ask you for is the zip code. They're going to run the zip code through their system to see what is the population density, right? So that's the key to note, because if the population density is too low, they're not going to do the loan regardless of all of the positive attributes that the property may have. The one thing to note, though, with this offering is that it will not allow rural properties, right? So if the appraisal comes back designating the property as rural in nature, R-U-R-A-L, rural, it will be denied. It will not be possible to do this loan. that's the key difference and a very important difference between the product offering we have and your standard commercial product offering. We will not check zip codes in this option versus commercial will. So let me go ahead and share the options I have with you today. Our first option here is for a 5 to 8 unit. Let me make that a little bit bigger. All right. 5 to 8 unit property at our maximum credit score of or our top tier of 760 or above. Right. And you will note here our lowest cost option is 10%. Our lowest rate option is 9.125%. So this is at our maximum 75% LTV for this option. So now bringing it down to the credit score at which you still maintain the maximum LTV for this option of 75%, that credit score would be 700. So this option here is for a 700 to a 719 credit. And you will note that our lowest cost option is 10.5. Lowest rate option is 9.5. So interest rate at the lowest cost option went up by 0.5% due to the lower credit score, but the LTV, very importantly, remained at 75%, as you can see right here. So our next option, I brought it down to the next credit tier, at which now our LTV is reduced to 70% LTV. So below a 700, maximum LTV is 70% for this option. So here I have 680 to 699 credit. And you're looking at 10.5% as your lowest cost option, 9.5% lowest rate option. So it's basically the same rates that I just showed you at 75% with a 700 credit. The difference is now we are at 70% instead of 75% LTV for our 680 to 699 credit score option. So now we take it down to the minimum credit score for this option, which is a 660 to a 679. Luckily, we still get 70% LTV for this option, 70% LTV at a 660 to a 679 credit score. Still get pretty good rates. 10.875 is almost at par. You can buy that down to 9.625. And this is for a 660 to 679. But wait, there's more. We actually have options below a 660. Right? Now, this is our option here that we have with a 650 credit score. That is the minimum credit score for this particular option. Now, what I will say about this high LTV for a low credit score option, besides the fact that they do allow 75% LTV down to a 650, this is also a no ratio DSCR loan at a five. Basically, it's a no ratio DSCR loan for this option here, which definitely does help the qualifying. And one thing I will also note that we have been able to get exceptions for this option down to a 640 credit score at a 75% LTV. Now, mind you, yes, rates a little higher. You're looking at 12.115 for this option here, right, at a 75% LTV, but still very good option. Now, I'm sorry I lost my other quote that I had for you here, but it was a purchase quote for this same option at 75% LTV. The difference on that one, it was 11.45. 5 was the interest rate, 11.45, again, for 75% LTV with a 650 credit score. And on the more preferable lower interest rate option that I showed you for the purchases, the maximum LTV on that option for a cash out refinance is 70%. So you're going to be seeing similar rates to what you saw with the purchase, right? So you were looking at 9.125 lowest cost option, 10% lowest rate option. It's going to be very similar rates as what you see right here for this high credit score option. The only difference is it's going to be 70% LTV as your maximum loan to value possible. So 70 at a lower rate. If your customer wants 75%, we do have that option. It's just going to be a higher rate. So remember, this is for a 5 to 8 unit where all the units are residential in nature, no commercial type units with this option, but we do have our mixed use option, which has a slightly higher interest rate.
Okay, I do see that there are some questions here. It looks like we got 2 questions that we can go ahead and bring up on the screen here. First question is from Michael asking, would all of the units need to be adjacent or just in the same development?
Yes, this is a very good question. Remember, this is for a multi-family property, which means that all of the units are part of one folio number, right? Let's put it that way, because we could say they're a part of one structure, but you could have multifamily where it's like a big lot and they could have 5 individual little cottages in there, and that would still be considered a 5-unit property, not a 5 property portfolio, just because they're not connected. So the fact that they're connected or not is really not the point here that makes them individual properties. It's, are they all under one property folio number, which means that they're all part of one multifamily building, right? So for this product, they do need to be part of one multifamily folio number, right? Whether they are adjacent or whether they are individual structures, the key here is look the property up in the folio records. And if it comes up as having 5 units, it's a 5-unit property. If it comes up as only 1 unit, then maybe you have 5 individually folioed properties.
All right. Looks like we have another question here. Does the first 5 to 8 unit quote option require experience of owning 5+ multifamily rental in the past 12 to 24
months? Definitely does. You have to have management, at least management experience of 1 year in the last 3 years for that program. It is not a program for inexperienced investors.
Okay. Looks like that is the last question there. Very great product there, though. So glad we went through this here today. We appreciate the questions. Remember, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern time every weekday where we go through the live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jose. We'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
We got a last minute question.
Oh, okay. So the question is, so you don't have to own it, but management experience would do it.
I believe so. I think that's what I read in the guidelines. You could double check, but I'm pretty sure it says at least 1 year management experience in the last 3 years managing a multifamily property.
All right. Okay. Well, again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Up apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.